Regulators have dismissed an appeal by two environmental groups that wanted to halt a Duke Energy power plant in Asheville. The State Utilities Commission says the group failed to post a $98 million bond required for the appeal. But the case may not be over yet. WFAE's David Borax explains.
State law requires anyone appealing a commission order to post bond to cover potential losses for construction delays and cost increases. After a previous court battle over the amount, regulators set the bond at $98 million. The environmental groups NC Warn and the Climate Times had 5 days to post the bond. They didn't, so the Utilities Commission dismissed the appeal.
This is another round in the regulators' effort to work with Duke Energy to block NC Warn's access to the courts.
Jim Warren is the executive director of NC Warn. He says the groups plan to take the issue to the State Court of Appeals. There, Warren says, they'll argue against the high bond and ask the court to overturn the plant's approval last March. That came after a fast-track hearing process that state lawmakers shortened through legislation. Duke plans two new gas-fired generating units as part of a $1.1 billion project to replace the site's existing coal-fired plant. NC Warn and the Climate Times appealed the approval. They argued the plant isn't needed and objected to Duke's plan to burn natural gas derived from fracking. Duke says its plans are justified. It predicts regional electricity demand will rise 17% over the next decade. Spokesman Tom Williams says the company wants to start construction later this year.
We can't shut down a coal plant until we build the new plant, and these appeals could potentially slow that down if they continue.
Duke hopes to close the coal plant by 2020. Warren thinks the case eventually will be decided at the state Supreme Court. He's not sure how much the multimillion-dollar bond would actually cost or where the groups might get it. The amount is too large for bail bond firms that serve court defendants, and he says a corporate bonding company likely wouldn't want to guarantee an appeal against a powerful corporation like Duke Energy. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.